Stuart, first of all, some good news in the loan market. Then Leon Beck and Sam Hutchinson re-signed. Can you just tell us how pleased you are to get those deals done?
Well, the pleasing thing is they both wanted to stay. Unfortunately, we've sent Gary Gardner back because we've got David Prutton and Kieran Lee coming back. But I'm pleased that we've got kept Sam and Leon. And same with hopefully Deji as well with Cardiff. We're just waiting for confirmation from that as well.
But you're pretty confident that's going to be done for the weekend then?
Hopefully, yes. Yes, again, it's one of these cross-border things when you're working with Cardiff. But like I say, I'm delighted that they've re-signed just to keep that bit of competition, which we need as well.
And consistency as well, and a bit of depth too with all the injuries that you've had.
Well, unfortunately, Deji's got he's got a bit of a problem, so he's not fit for us if we re-signed. And obviously, Jack Magoma, we're just waiting on the results of his scanning. It looks like a medial ligament damage. So again, like I say, we've got Prutton back and Kieran Lee back, but we end up with two more in the treatment room.
So what's the issue with Deji then?
Deji's just a toe injury as such, so but touch wood, he'll be okay.
And on Magoma, you're no clearer than to knowing just how serious this is.
No, he's in a lot of pain. Credit to the boy who wanted to carry on. The physios think that it's medial ligament damage as such, but to the extent we don't know until we get the results of the scan.
How similar is it to the injury he had in the summer? I think it was a similar incident, in fact, when he was brought down for a penalty at Stockport, hurt himself and was out for a few weeks, but he made it back for the start of the year, didn't he?
Yeah, well, when he came to his first pre-season, we thought, well, he could take players on, he could pick a pass out, he could go around keepers and get taken out. No, we don't know the extent, I'd be guessing. Obviously, that one pre-season kept him out for a while as such. But he'll like I say, once we get the results of the pitches, I don't want to... They'll grade him now, grade ones, two and three, so hopefully it'll be a low grade one, hopefully.
How's Chris Kirkland?
Chris is fine. Chris is trained today, no reaction, so obviously comes into my thoughts for tomorrow.
And are there other players coming back? I know you said you were hoping that Kieran Lee would come back into contention soon. Is he getting to a point where he can be involved?
Well, Kieran comes in my thoughts tomorrow, so he's had no reaction. He's trained with us all week, so Kieran will come into my thoughts. Joe Mattock's been out on the training pitch today, so hopefully he'll join the squad training on Sunday when we train on Sunday after the game on Saturday, getting prepared for QPR. So fingers crossed. Like I say, I just want more numbers to be able to choose from rather than, like I said, two going in the treatment room and two coming out.
With Gardner going back, is there scope before the end of the month to maybe bring somebody else in on loan?
Well, you never know where your injuries are going to arise at this moment in time. If Joe gets through this training, okay, Joe Mattock, it's one area that maybe I have to look at, maybe just for having to look and cover for left back, because Reader's going to be a while yet at the moment. I don't think he's anywhere close enough to train with the first team. But with the window shutting as well, you've got to make sure you've got enough bots to get you through the season.
Just to go back to last night briefly, no doubt you've had a look at the two sort of big talking points there. Has your opinion changed at all? You said after the game it should have been a red. You thought that theirs was a penalty. Is that how you feel now, having had a chance to reflect on it?
Well, seeing it, I think going back to ours, at the end of the day, I want to see football 11v11, but the rules are, like I said, the inconsistency. I see yellow cards and red cards, but he's actually taken Jack Magoma out. I've looked at the distances. I think Jack's probably about 11 yards away from the goal line, and the boy Perch is probably about 15 yards, so he's never going to get round his Perch. So, and Jack's under control of the ball, and we know Jack's got the ability to put the ball in the net, so we were very disappointed. Regarding the second penalty, I think we've got an old pro really there that's just won himself team a penalty. He's actually just decided to clip Kieran Lavery, just decided to clip him as such and go down. So he's ended up making the decision where the linesman's got to make a decision. So again, but we've just got to get on with it, accept it, disappointed with the outcome. More so, I was pleased with the reaction I got from his team regarding after the overall performance. But just a little bit disappointed we didn't get anything out of the game.
Can you ever use the frustration of a night like that into your next game? Can the players can maybe go into the next one and sort of take out a bit of their frustrations on their next opponent?
Well, one thing you'd hope for is that Kaelin will learn from it as well with his a bit of experience. I thought he'd had an outstanding game, a little bit of fatigue and tiredness. He just probably got caught a little bit flat-footed, but I can't fault his enthusiasm. But he might be able to look out for it next time when an old pro's gone into the box to try and win his team a penalty.
He's very highly rated here, isn't he, Kieran Lavery? And what do you sort of like most about him? And what is the sort of the things that he can do to take the next step where he can become a regular in the Championship?
Well, at the moment, if I asked him to play full-back or centre-back, you do know that he'll give 100% and he's fully committed. And the more lads that you can get through your team that have come through the academy, it's fantastic for the football club, as it's shown with Liam Palmer as well. And they all pull the shirt on with a lot of pride. But if I ask him to, like I say, to play centre-forward, I think that what he has to realise is that there's going to be games where it's going to be very tight and he might only get one chance. So he might have to just... We're working every day on his finishing as such, where he has to maybe be a little bit more clinical as such. And first and foremost, he works hard and gives 100%, and that's all I can ask for.
When you look into the last few years, Sheffield Wednesday haven't produced an awful lot of young players for the first team. We've seen Liam Palmer play an awful lot this year, Keelan Lavery starting to come into the scene as well. Have you got other players that you feel like over the next maybe year and 18 months are going to be able to make the next step and get involved with the first team?
Well, I'd love to get in a position where we're well and truly safe by the end of the season, and I could maybe throw one or two younger boys in to give them a little taste, because nothing beats playing in the first team, getting that valuable experience. Last thing I want to maybe doing it in pre-season as such, so I'd like to get in a position where we can do it. At the moment, we've shot ourselves in the foot by not getting a result at Yeovil, and same against Wigan the other night. So the quicker we can get to that safety mark as such, and then I can maybe bed one or two new younger players in to give them that experience.
Mm. We talked the other day about how it's difficult for Leon Best to come into a team when he's not played an awful lot of football and just start banging the goals in. There has been a little bit of criticism, though. I mean, he misses the penalty. Some fans, there are a few critics out there. What would you say to the people who are doubting him at the moment, having now that he's signed his loan extension?
Well, I think probably we've seen performance-wise that last couple of games from Leon has been better, because he's been able to pick up the pace of the game and the intensity, and he's maintained it as such. And again, as on Wednesday we played him there as a lone striker. I thought he caused the two centre-backs problems. He was a focal point. His ball retention was good. At the end of the day, he's judged on goals, like Hattie's judged on goals, Gary Medine's judged on goals, and if they're not scoring goals, they're just as disappointed. He's not meant to miss the penalty, but we all expect a free shot at goal from 12 yards to go in.
Mm. How good was it to have Buxton and Prutton back in? Because we can highlight the youngsters, but it's also good to have a few older heads in there as well, isn't it?
Well, yeah, again, if you look at the start of the team, I think probably the average age was a lot younger than what we have been recently as such, so it's great. But you do, like you say, need the older heads, that the voices, I call them, the voices that can hear. Because when more often not when you're throwing a young boy in the side, all they're doing is concentrating and focusing on playing well as such, and they forget the little bits about communication on the pitch does now go a long way. So Lewis can organise, Prutz can organise, you can pull people around in slots.